This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
No matter what Trump said today, this is just the latest, most recent story that propels the get rid of Trump effort. And this will replace the Russian story and the Mueller investigation for a while, and perhaps a big while, because this, you know, identity politics, this is it. This is what the Democrat Party has become. This is how they hope to win again and triumph. So this is going to be milked for all it's worth.
You know, Rush Limbaugh again, citing that all this hoopla over Charlottesville and what happened in North Carolina as well, in the toppling of these statues, these historical statues, and references to the Confederacy and references to our founding and the history of part of the Woof and Warp and history of our country. It's all a pig piling event. And it's all brought to you in large part by the establishment. I know Rush talks about the Democrats. Certainly, they're part and parcel to it. But it's the establishment. It's the people that have, as Dr. Keith Smith had mentioned earlier, the cronies on the Beltway that have found a way to be close to the money and found a way to tap into it. And now you've got a guy like Donald Trump who's not beholding, coming into play here and turning the lights on to all this cronyism and all, this waste and fraud that is taking place. And there's only so much that he can do and that Jeff Sessions can do and FBI and, can affect to really right the ship here, because, it's like, waking up one day and going, wow, I got 20 pounds to lose here. It didn't happen in one day. It gradually crept up on us. And now we find ourselves that we got to do something about it. It's the same way with the government. We've got a lot of fat and a lot of waste here. And Main Street America gets it. And that's why they voted Donald Trump back in November to be president of the United States. I mean, quite novel, quite revolutionary, to say the least. Coming from a country that, whose founding and DNA is, came out of a revolution. So here it is. The revolution that we knew was coming is here now. And we, the people, need to stand up and take our positions to come against the forces that have driven us to this end, that have taken an unfair advantage, who have built the system, who have lined their pockets, who has made it all about them, who have created an elite ruling class to rule over the minions of this country and take advantage of us and say, okay, look at, you pay up, sucker, because, we like the lifestyle. We like our health care system. We like these golden parachutes and all these benefits that we've been able to carve out for ourselves. And boy, what a sweet deal if you can get away with it. And we've allowed them to get away with it. We trusted our elected officials to look out for our best interest. And I think that you can look in the rearview mirror and even look ahead and say, it hasn't been about our interest. It has been about self-interest. It's been about the elites, and they've led us to believe that we cannot live without them. Really? We need them so badly. Nancy Pelosi, who told us that, the Affordable Care Act, that bill had to be passed to find out what's in it. She said that. And she keeps getting reelected. Makes you wonder what is wrong with the part of California that continues to keep her in a position of leadership. And there's other levels of incompetency throughout our government that we, the people, need to stand up and revolt against and throw them all out. We can't look to Donald Trump to pull the plug. It's we the people that need to pull the plug on the deep state and the swamp that has been existing way too long and has been controlling our money and abusing us and it.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Bill Martinez here, as always. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information that you need to know is right there for your amusement and entertainment as well, and also for your great information. Ron Kessler joins us right now, New York Times bestselling author of 20 nonfiction books about the Secret Service, FBI, and CIA. Began his career as a journalist in 1964. Just a few years back, Ron, not that long ago, right?
That's right.
It almost seems like that, without a doubt. In the Worcester Telegram, followed by 3 years as an investigative reporter and editorial writer with the Boston Herald, 68, he joined the Wall Street Journal as an investigative reporter in the New York Bureau, and then became an investigative reporter with the Washington Post in 1970, and continued in that position until 1985. But as I say, he's written many books, most recently in The President's Secret Service, First Family Detail, and The Secrets of the FBI. Ron Kessler, always good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hey, great to be with you, Bill.
Hey, let's talk about the Mueller probe and all that's Russia and that's coming about, these things, the way they've unveiled. I imagine as you're watching this, you're probably wondering, whoa, what is going on here? You got James Comey being checked out, and he's at a hearing, and kind of spills the beans that he turned over what some are saying is classified information to a friend so that we could get a special prosecutor in play here. I mean, it just seems like a big roll of the dice here.
You know, and today there was a story in the Washington Post about the fact that a very low-level sort of volunteer advisor to the Trump campaign got some overtures supposedly from the Russians and even from Putin to meet with Trump, and he tried to get this going and he couldn't. He emailed all the top people, Manafort and other campaign officials, and none of them were interested. They said, you know, there could be legal problems, there could be all kinds of other problems. We're not interested. So mm-hmm. What more do you need to know that there was no interest or connection between the Trump campaign and the Russians? But I don't think you're going to hear a lot of that in the mainstream media. You know, Mueller is a very upstanding guy. He has great integrity. I think he will look into all this and put it to rest. I think there'll be possibly an indictment of Michael Flynn, possibly of Manafort, and that'll be the end of it. I don't think, unlike other special counsels in the past, that Mueller is going to go on forever with this. And but the mainstream media will keep harping on Russia.
Right. Well, and it definitely makes conservatives a bit skittish, and those that support President Trump, when the team of lawyers that he surrounded him with and are greatly involved in this investigation seem to be very pro-Democrat.
Everybody has political opinions, and to pretend that they don't, you know, is foolish. One of Mueller's, one of Trump's lawyers said, if they thought there was actually a conflict of interest, they would move to have Mueller disqualified and go into court about it. And he said, no, we're not. So really, I don't think we have to be concerned about that. Mueller himself was a registered Republican before he became FBI director. Totally fair. I don't think anybody on any side of the aisle would question how he conducted the FBI when he was director. So I really don't think that's a concern. There are plenty of other concerns out there, namely Democrats who seem to be suicidal when it comes to North Korea and decry Trump's strident language. Well, it turns out that worked, and now North Korean leader is backing down. Unbelievable. One success after another, but you just don't get that impression from the mainstream media.
Well, they're definitely having a hard time with his success, whether it has to do with the stock market, number of jobs. I mean, almost a million jobs, I guess, have been created since the start of his administration. The signs look fairly positive, but Democrats, we know the Democrats are antithetical. Maybe it's time for the Republicans themselves, some of the old guard, to realize that, look at the people has chosen Donald Trump. We've got some positive momentum here. Maybe it behooves them for their future to come alongside and support this president. What do you think?
Well, you would certainly think so. Now with Kelly in charge as chief of staff, he's reaching out more to other to all sides in Congress, and maybe that will help somewhat. I'm always optimistic, and I certainly was about Trump. I've known Donald for two decades. When I first got to know him, I did a book on Palm Beach, and we flew down on his plane. My wife and I spent the weekend at Mar-a-Lago, and I think I understand this guy at least 80% of the time. And I think the number one compass to the way he operates is what his long-term aide Norma Forderer told me. She was his top aide for 26 years. She was his gatekeeper. She did when she joined the Trump organization, he had only five other employees, and she said that there are two Donald Trumps. One is the one that you see on TV who makes these sometimes outrageous comments to get attention for his brand. And then there's the real Donald, who behind the scenes is very savvy, listens. Everyone who actually meets with him is always impressed. That's part of the mystery of how he operates.
Exactly.
The other part is just by making sometimes outlandish comments or tweets, he sends a message to the world, you know, you better not mess with me. He is the center of attention. He creates more power for himself by being unpredictable. I think that's the way he operates.
Well, he's definitely causing brain damage to the mainstream media, because if anybody has controlled the headlines these days, it has been this president.
Yeah, it's a different world now, and if you don't control the media, you're nowhere. So that is one of the secrets of his success. Certainly, it is troubling that there's this infighting going on within the White House, but I think he's going to sort it out. He's starting to sort it out. So I'm really hopeful, and the results will become more and more apparent, and it's going to be more and more difficult for the other side and the media to disregard that.
Ron, as you point out, some of the unrest and, you know, the way it's been reported, you know, by the mainstream media, of course, they're going to add their edge to it. You don't seem too concerned. Donald Trump is a smart enough businessman, a leader, that he's going to get the right people in place. I mean, he's been in office a little over 70 days, and it's been amazing what he's been able to do in a short time in office, but you would think the mainstream media is not about to cut him any slack whatsoever, and they're going to be especially critical at every turn.
That's right, but if you do look at his success, he didn't get there by being an idiot or a bigot or all the various other less than kind comments being made about him. So I think it's going to work in the end. I'm hopeful, and I think we'll hopefully see some gains in the midterm elections as these results start to unfold.
Well, certainly it's going to be up to some of these Republicans and others to come alongside and really understand the Trump phenomena. It seems that some of the established GOP guard has been reluctant to do so, and I think it could end up biting them in the back end. We're talking with Ronald Kessler, New York Times bestselling author of 20 nonfiction books about the Secret Service, FBI, and CIA. More from Ron on the other side of the break.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
For more information and the interviews you love, go to BillMartinezLive.com.
We're back with the America. Ron Kessler is with us, a New York Times bestselling author of 20 nonfiction books about the Secret Service, FBI, and CIA, just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Ron, you know, interesting with all this Russian collusion stuff that's been going on, logic would say that you would think that Vladimir Putin would have wanted Hillary Clinton to be elected president because he seemed to have his way with her and the previous administration. So some of this stuff seems to be a bit illogical that he would have wanted Donald Trump to be president.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think what Putin did want is just disruption, to sow mistrust within the United States, mistrust of elections, just keep everybody biting at each other. And that's what he achieved, to some extent. But you're right. And actually, I think the emails that were uncovered by the Russians from Podesta's email account in many ways made Hillary look better to some of us because she seemed to be much more moderate than she pretended to be publicly. She, you know, had this left-wing position publicly, but the emails show that she was actually more centrist. So I think in some ways that just backfired on the Russians.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, no doubt that Bernie Sanders had a lot to do with that influence of Hillary toward the left, right?
That's right. And, you know, it's interesting that so a lot of people are blaming Donald Trump for the Charlottesville killing. Meanwhile, you remember in 1995, Timothy McVeigh, who was a very right-wing guy, admired white nationalists, blew up the federal building in Oklahoma City, killing 168 people. But nobody blamed the president at that time, and that was Bill Clinton. So that shows, you know, the hypocrisy that goes on.
Well, big difference here, as you say, several decades later, and the unhinging of America, you know, its own soul and psychology, it's been rather chaotic with this, you know, disparate, you know, mindset that we have that's on display that has made us more the ununited states than the United States.
Yeah, and guess who exacerbated that? President Obama. You know, every time that a black individual was killed by a police officer, he would side with the black individual, and almost always incorrectly. He would even admit that he didn't really know what the facts were. So that just totally not only created Black Lives Matter and antipathy towards police, but just soured race relations in this country. So much of what we're seeing today is because of Obama.
Well, quite ironic, because here it is, the first black president for all intent and purposes, hoping, I know most Americans had hoped for some maybe final resolution and healing of race relations in this country, and we got just the opposite.
Yeah, and it's particularly unfortunate because Obama himself is a decent person. In my book, The First Family Detail, I interviewed Secret Service agents who guarded him and others, and they said that he treated them with respect. He still does, and consideration, as opposed to Hillary Clinton, who was so nasty and still is to her agents that being assigned to her detail is considered a form of punishment. She would just almost every day make their lives miserable, blow up at them over nothing, tell them she didn't want to talk to them, didn't want to see them. This is the real Hillary Clinton. Donald Trump, on the other hand, does treat his agents with consideration. I asked him when I was at Mar-a-Lago with him last December, what do you, how do you like being treated by the Secret Service and guarded by the Secret Service? He said, it's great. I'll be out at the golf course, and there'll be 20 agents all around me, and they're all looking in different directions, so when I miss a ball, they don't see it.
He could take a mulligan. It's okay. It's not a problem. Exactly. Nobody's going to hold him accountable. Hey, he's the president. It comes with advantages, no doubt. Speaking of Hillary, what do you make of the judge's announcement that let's take a look at these emails, the Benghazi emails. Are we going to reopen this?
Oh, you know, I think people are sick and tired of Benghazi. There are so many other scandals that have taken place since then, and I don't think anything is going to make that much of a difference. You know, we already know the basic plot, and that is that she knew right away it was terrorists and then lied about it, and Susan Rice lied about it. I don't think there's going to be much more light shed on that issue. But speaking of Susan Rice, here's a person who was in charge of Obama's national security, and she comes up with an op-ed saying we should just tolerate North Korea having nuclear weapons the way we did with the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union was run by very rational people, and they did not want to be killed, and they understood the deterrent effect that our nuclear weapons had, and to compare that with this total nut job, the North Korean leader, just is so naive and so unbelievable, and tells you so much about the whole Obama foreign policy.
Exactly. Well, it makes you wonder, you know, what does she know that we don't know, or that we don't want to know?
You know, it's the same mentality that Neville Chamberlain had when he appeased Hitler, and that, of course, led to World War II with millions of people killed. If Hitler had been nipped in the bud the way we should nip the North Korean leader in the bud, we would have saved all those lives.
Exactly. Ron, what do you make of James Comey? What's his future?
Well, he's writing a book. He's going to go a lot into his past, and I think that will tend to be pretty boring. I happen to think that overall he is, just like Mueller, a man of integrity, except that he did leak those memos. They were not classified, I don't think, but he did leak them, which was improper. He probably was a showboater, the way Donald Trump described him. So he certainly was not perfect. But I think he did conduct a thorough investigation of Hillary's emails, and the law just was not up to dealing with this issue where you don't have any evidence of criminal intent. I know, you know, it seems hard to believe that here you could have Hillary purposely treating highly classified material as if it was bubblegum or bubblegum wrappers. But the way the law is and the way the precedents are, there just wasn't enough to ensure a conviction, especially when you want 12 jurors to all agree.
Well, and especially, you know, what's come out was, that you have the Attorney General advising and directing Comey as the FBI director to refer to it as a matter, no longer an investigation. That's an interesting use of terms.
That was a very troubling revelation, and I would imagine that there's more to it than that, that Lynch, you know, was trying to direct things in favor of Hillary, and the fact that she met with Bill Clinton on the tarmac is part of that. So I think that is fertile ground for more exploration by the committees on the Hill.
And the fact that she even took a step back and let Jim Comey present the case, I look at it as more as that she stepped back as opposed to him stepping up.
You know, there's so many ways to look at this, but if you consider what she said, instructing him to call it a matter, then why would you want her making the final decision about prosecuting Hillary? I don't think we want that. Whereas Comey, who also was a Republican before he became FBI director, was in a much better position to give an impartial judgment of whether she should be indicted.
Exactly. Well, Ron Kessler, thank you. Appreciate the insight as always. Good to have you here on Bill Martinez Live. Ron Kessler, New York Times bestselling author of 20 nonfiction books about the Secret Service, FBI, and CIA. Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, Bill.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Okay, what makes this all work is self-reliance, ladies and gentlemen. Self-responsibility is what it comes down to. Coming at you fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific every day. That's Monday through Friday. We welcome you here to Bill Martinez Live. And our guest, John Iannarelli, is with us, retired from the FBI after more than 20 years of service. John, excuse me for butchering your name a little bit. I'll get it down and appreciate your grace and understanding. John Iannarelli. Relly retired from the FBI after more than 20 years of service, during which time he was the FBI's national spokesperson on the FBI Cyber Division executive staff, an FBI SWAT team member, and the assistant special agent in charge of the FBI's Phoenix Division. John, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us, sir.
Bill, thanks for having me.
Hey, before we get into talking about your book, The 80 Thieves, I want to get your read on where we are right now in law and order. This president and Jeff Sessions and the FBI seem to really want to pull in the reins of law and order that's been a little bit chaotic, because it would seem, from our perspective, you're the FBI agent, you're the law enforcement officer, been around this for a long time, and an attorney as well. It would seem that we've become a bit unhinged, because we've chosen consciously to let go of the rule of law in certain cases.
Well, I'll tell you, politicians have been a little chaotic. Law enforcement never has. At the end of the day, law enforcement is always going to do their job. I think there's been some mixed messages previously, and we've seen that over time, depending upon who's in office. But the reality is those of us who sign up to do a job in law enforcement, we're certainly not getting into it for the money. We're doing it because we want to protect people. We want to do the right thing. You're going to see that continue. Nothing's going to change.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I appreciate the sobriety on this, John, because this is what we appreciate about law enforcement for the most part. And I say probably about 95-98%. Very consistent. They understand the trajectory. They understand when law and order is abused, the price that our society pays. And we need law enforcement to do, you know, to do their job. And probably right now, I would tend to want to yield to law enforcement a little bit more than normal, because I think politically we've unhinged ourselves by, you know, letting loose of these important anchoring points that law enforcement is always there on the spot, you know, to protect, you know, we the people. Is that fair?
It's absolutely fair. You know, one of the criticisms I think that's unfair to law enforcement is there's a lot of complaints consistently, how officers react, et cetera. Aside from the usual defenses of, you know, officers have to make these decisions in split second, the reality is officers didn't just show up arbitrarily. Mm-hmm. No one invites an unwanted officer into their home. The reality is you call the cops come. So officers are put in positions that they would rather not be put into, but nevertheless go in, do the job. You never go to something that's happy. Every time you respond, somebody's upset, there's some sort of problem. That's a lot to face every day, but 750,000 law enforcement officers nationwide get up and do that job every single day.
And to your point here, as you say, there is a trajectory. There's a road that you decide early on that you're going to travel and you're going to come in direct contact with law enforcement, because that's what you ask for with the choices that you made. Kind of like what happened in Charlottesville, what happened in Durham, North Carolina, is there is that the group of people, and I always hate that saying of both sides, but that's, you know, in political science terms, we know on the lunatic fringe, you've got people on the left and people on the extreme right, and this is what's on display right now. And the mainstream media would like us to believe that that, you know, represents more of the mainstream than the lunatic fringe.
Well, and, you know, there's been a lot of criticism starting to come out of, you know, the crowd should have been separated better, et cetera. I would immediately question, what are the political ramifications in that town? Mm-hmm. I know law enforcement looks at these problems. You're looking at an experienced police department down there. Was there a message of, well, they need to protest and they need to be able to express their First Amendment rights, as opposed to, no, you know what? Public safety comes first. You have all the First Amendment rights in the world, but give law enforcement the resources to keep the crowd separated in the first place, allow them to do their jobs. And what seems to be lost in all this horribleness, and let me be clear, neo-Nazis, no place for them anywhere. I spent years working civil rights, protecting African Americans and other minority groups against these type of evil people. But what's gotten lost is two law enforcement officers lost their lives that day.
Exactly.
Doing their jobs. They have families and children as well. So it's important for us to remember the sacrifices that law enforcement makes.
Yeah, well said here, John. You know, we need to maintain some sobriety on this. And we've been speaking about this, you know, with several of our guests. And that is the position of authority that law enforcement has. I can only imagine what these local officials must have thought when, you know, because you know there's some political involvement here. As you say, law enforcement people do what they do instinctively. They you don't even have to ask them to do it. They just instinctively respond to the danger. They're well aware and well practiced. They're so many steps ahead of everybody else, and they could see this thing coming. So it only stands to reason that the political forces in the area said, in much the same as they did in Baltimore or Ferguson, to stand down.
There's not a law enforcement agency in this country that does not answer to a higher governmental power. If you're the chief of police, you owe yourself to the city council, to the mayor, etc. At some point, there needs to be some questions of what kind of planning was taking place, what kind of possible interference might have been given to law enforcement. And most importantly, like any good law enforcement agency, You learn from what happened so you can be better prepared next time. Mm-hmm. What we saw in Charlottesville is not the first time. It's certainly not going to be the last. The important thing is everybody's lives is protected. It's unfortunate. It's terrible that somebody lost their lives. We want to make sure that never happens again.
Exactly. And the thing is, you had a situation where people, you had one group that was legally there protesting. They went through all the procedures. They had the, the license, from the city to be able to come together and exercise their legal right to protest. And then you had the other group that wasn't authorized. They didn't receive proper certification in order to come again. So, again, this is one of those things, I think, in the aftermath, as you say, there's been enough experience with this that we don't need to reinvent the wheel. So obviously there is a recurring theme that comes out, and that is that you have this sense that law enforcement's hands were tied.
Right. But also, let's be very clear, too, while the neo-Nazi group did have a permit to protest, number one, they showed up with shields and clubs. Mm-hmm. The minute I see that as a law enforcement officer, permit, no permit, turn around and go. You
right.
are not welcome to bring any sort of weapons to a protest. Likewise, they also breached the area that they were supposed to be contained to, which led to some of the conflict. Now, I'm not condoning violence on either side, but I will tell you, having permit and staying within the confines of the permit can be two different things. I think there's a lot of guilt on that side for what has taken place. Obviously, they're reprehensible people, but I don't like to see violence anywhere, and that's why it's important for law enforcement to step in, keep these groups separate, and make sure that they don't have a chance to engage each other.
John, one final question here relevant to your FBI background, and that has to do with the new FBI director. What do you see happening here? Are we going to be able to, right the ship here?
You know, no matter who is the director of the FBI, you have 12,000 agents, another 25,000 support employees who go to work and do their job. When I was in the FBI, I respected the director no matter who the director was. But I also didn't care who the director was. I had a job to do. My job was to uphold the Constitution of the United States. The new director obviously will have his hands full, and there's a number of things going on. What he has going for him is not only his experience, but the fact that he has so many hardworking FBI employees who, once again, are doing it because they believe in doing the right thing. And I will add this thought. Many people look at the FBI and they're outsiders, and they think what an ultra-conservative group they must be.
Exactly. Well, John, look, we'll pick it up from there because we got to go to break. More from John Yarnelli. Stay with us.
You are age 85 or younger. Call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen Lennon with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
800-501-1633. 800-501-1633. 800-501-1633. That's 800-501-1633.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
KADC, there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. John Yarinelli continues with us. Retired from the FBI after more than 20 years of service, during which time he was the FBI's national spokesperson on the FBI Cyber Division executive staff, an FBI SWAT team member, and assistant special agent in charge of the FBI's Phoenix Division. John, I wanted to give you a chance to finish up your thought here. We got cut off because we had to go to break. Go ahead and finish it up.
Not a problem. So what I wanted to do was to assure your listening audience, a lot of people will see the FBI and FBI agents as these very conservative individuals. While we certainly have conservatives, we also have liberals, and we have everybody in between. The FBI is non-political, as are the agents. I have investigated persons on both sides of the aisle in Congress. It's what we do. Our job is to ensure the Constitution is upheld and make sure there is justice to protect the American people.
And that is really the, I believe, the significant importance of government and law enforcement, is that it is a just institution, right?
Absolutely. When I used to be a police officer before I joined the FBI, when a radio call came in, it didn't matter to me what color you were, what religion you were, etc. My job is to protect people, to make sure that they're kept from harm. The same in the FBI for every agent and support employee that's out there. We are interested in protecting all people and doing the right thing and holding those who break the law accountable.
Mm-hmm. And the thing to bring into perspective here is relevant to your book and How to Spot a Terrorist Before It's Too Late, is that it's a job of anticipation. You're looking at where the energy is, where the wave of movement and negativity could be going. You know, it's like, okay, we saw what happened in Charlottesville and Durham. What next?
Exactly. The reality is that these things have been going on for years and years. We go back to the Oklahoma City bombing and think of all the different militia groups that really, in many ways, were guys for white supremacists, etc., or other crazies that were out there that wanted to act out against people in the U.S. government. The FBI has always looked at these organizations and continues to monitor within the confines of the Constitution. And that's an important point. You're never going beyond what the Constitution allows. And as a result, sometimes these things will occur because you're worried about protecting civil rights for all people, not just the people that need to be protected from these groups.
Exactly. And I guess that's the dynamic tension there, is knowing where your job begins and where it ends, and the boundaries that you have to work within the, within those boundaries established by our U.S. Constitution, right?
Absolutely. And you always operate within those boundaries, and there's checks and balances. You're not operating unilaterally. There's supervisors above agents. There's prosecutors in the United States Attorney's Office looking at what agents are doing. No one is going to be permitted to willfully step across any boundary, nor does any agent want to do that.
Exactly. Well, I want to talk about 80 Thieves, the nonfiction story of the first American POWs in World War II held by the Japanese. How did this come to your attention?
So I grew up in a family of public service. Both my parents had been in the Navy. My father was a career Navy person. And I came to find out at some age that my dad had been amongst the very first POWs that were ever captured. Wow. He was not the type of person to talk about it. And after his passing, I found a number of written notes he had made about being a prisoner of war. I took those notes, and then I started to travel the country a bit, and I tracked down other prisoners of war who used to be with my father, and I put all their stories together in a collection written in the 80 Thieves to talk about what it was like to be captured just 2 days after Pearl Harbor and spend the entire war in a Japanese prison camp.
And the type of prison camp, explain, you know, for our audience so they understand how horrific this prison camp was.
Literally, living conditions were a matter of survival on a daily basis. Typically, the prisoners were required to perform manual labor, such as digging in coal mines or loading supplies on ships or offloading, working minimum of 12 hours a day, 13 days in a row, before they were given 1 day to rest. On that 1 day to rest, they were allowed to bathe, but you're talking an entire prison camp allowed to use a tub with water in it. So if you're one of the first people, the water is relatively clean. Mm-hmm. But if you're one of the last, you have whatever else has been washed off in there.
Exactly.
Likewise, their survival on food. They were given a ball of rice on a daily basis and maybe some type of fish or clear broth. Not nearly enough calories to survive on if you're just an average everyday lifestyle, but here you had men doing very, very hard work. It was not uncommon for people to die of starvation.
You know, regarding this situation, as horrendous as it was, I mean, you get this sense that these men were taken to the edge of their very existence. I mean, this is survival at its rawest level, isn't it?
Absolutely. And what is interesting is that all of these men who I got to know did not allow these experiences to hold them back in life. They were able to move beyond it because they learned not only how to survive, but how to prevail. Mm-hmm. And they came home and they married and had families and had careers. And yet they had a bond with one another. They would get together on an annual basis and meet up and share stories and rekindle friendships. It's not just a story about the horribleness of being a prisoner of war. It's a story about life and moving forward.
How did this make you feel, knowing that your father had gone through this? And, of course, initially, you hear POW camp, the Hirohato POW camp, and maybe you knew a little bit about the Japanese concentration camps and how tough they were. But to actually go and meet with fellow prisoners of your father and to appreciate with every story the horrific experience your dad went through.
It was fascinating to learn some of the things. So my father had been fluent in Japanese prior to becoming a prisoner of war. He picked up the language while serving on the island of Guam, and therefore he was an interpreter. I came to find out and later find the medals. He had received 2 Purple Hearts for while he was a prisoner of war as a result of taking physical beatings by interpreting and standing up for other prisoners of war who could not communicate for themselves.
Mm-hmm. You know, you talk about the meager amount of food that was distributed and, you know, working 12-hour days, the calorie expansion, there is no way that they were going to be able to keep up. So, you know, you're talking about having to do what you could to survive stealing food, you know, and, you know, what happened to these men if they were caught for stealing food?
If you were caught stealing food, you were beaten if you were lucky. It could be worse than that. My father and the other Marines and Navy personnel who went into the prison camp were all strapping young men when this had occurred. When they came out of prison camp, the average person weighed about 110 pounds after 4 years of being denied any sort of nutrition. And as a result, all of them had many lifelong health problems as well, mm-hmm. having contracted different tropical diseases that the body could just not fend off. But nevertheless, they move forward, and it's a positive message of the American ability to not only survive but prevail, and all that's good about this country.
Yeah, what I was going to ask you. I mean, were these men of faith? Did they become men of faith? What was it that you know, allowed them to hang on in these kind of horrific conditions? You know, lack of food and being abused and tormented as they were by their Japanese captors.
It was a combination of things. Certainly, faith. There's, as they say, there's no atheists in foxholes.
Mm-hmm.
All
yeah.
these men had faith, but they also had their patriotism for their country and their brotherhood for each other. They looked out for one another. They helped one another. When you look at the pictures of the Bataan Death March, you see soldiers helping other soldiers mm-hmm. and carrying them along, Marines supporting fellow Marine. They relied on one another. They stood up for one another. So no one was fighting this battle by themselves. They had everyone else they were with behind them.
John, what did you learn about your father after all the book was written, the interviews with the other surviving thieves, so to speak, the 80 thieves, as you referred to them? What was the big takeaway about your dad after all this?
As quiet as he was about his experiences and not wanting to discuss it, I found that he had a quiet confidence and a belief in himself to be able to prevail. I would say that he was a much stronger man than I think I have ever been, but it was a strong generation as well. I mm-hmm. don't know how today's generation in general, and not a comment on today's generation, just simply we were a different people back then. We dealt with a different hardship, and he was able to take that on and survive.
Exactly. Well, and I imagine your family has to be grateful that you were able to capture, you know, this history and to be able to tell the story about your father, a grandfather, a great-grandfather. I mean, how this will pass down through the Iannarelli family.
And not just him, but all the other POWs he was with. They were great men, some of whom are still with us, thank goodness. They have a great legacy for our country.
Well, John, appreciate you telling the story, the 80 Thieves, a nonfiction story of the first American POWs of World War II held by the Japanese. Now, I take it this is now a book, right?
Yes, it's available on Amazon and other bookstores as well, but it can easily be found.
Well, John Iannarelli has been our guest, and I will spell that name for you so it makes it easier when you Google it. Iannarelli, a former FBI agent for more than 20 years, one who has been dedicated to servicing our country and a believer in the Constitution and a defender of our Constitution as well. John, thank you so much.
You tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are, and I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's buysellmakeoffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. Buysellmakeoffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?